Hold back. Get back!
Using their bodies and bicycles, protesters demonstrated outside the San Francisco Immigration Courthouse on Montgomery Street Tuesday morning. They were attempting to block ICE agents from detaining a man believed to be arriving for a routine asylum hearing. According to Mission Local News, ICE has been arresting asylum seekers following their court appearances. Protesters said they've been showing up every Tuesday in response. So when agents arrived in an unmarked van, protesters were already on scene. Frankie Zielinski Duryea is a Mission Local reporter who broke the story. He told KPFA that protesters attempted to pull the man, who was already in handcuffs, away from agents, but were pushed back. As officers forced the man into a waiting black van and began driving off, protesters jumped onto the vehicle.
And it started driving a little slowly, and then it started picking up speed, and what you saw was one woman who was lying on the front kind of get flung off.
The video, published by Mission Local, shows the unidentified protester lying motionless in the street after being dragged for more than a city block.
And for a moment, there was a pause as people thought that she had gotten run over. And you can hear in the video people screaming.
She eventually gets up with the assistance of others. ICE agents can be seen running past her towards the unmarked van, where other protesters had gotten ahead of the vehicle and were attempting to block its path.
And there was a little bit of a brawl, and then one federal agent got out of an unmarked car and brandished some kind of rifle, and people dispersed a little bit but were able to pull the protesters back. And at that point, ICE agents went away and fell back into their building.
Notably, this wasn't the first time ICE and protesters clashed in downtown San Francisco. Just 2 weeks ago, on June 24th, the ICE office, located blocks from the San Francisco Immigration Courthouse, was shut down after protesters attempted to block the transfer of at least two immigrants who had been arrested earlier that morning in Concord. Protesters were struck with batons during that action. But reporter Zielinski Duryea says this week's confrontation was the most intense yet.
As far as I know, this was the most violent clash we've seen so far. As you pointed out earlier, there was one earlier confrontation about 2 weeks ago with some of the same officers, but there hasn't been a real face-off between protesters and ICE, to my knowledge, since then. And even then, there was no brandishing of rifles and no use of pepper spray.
The Bay Area is known for its progressive stance on sanctuary cities, with Berkeley becoming the first in the nation to adopt such a policy in 1971, followed by San Francisco in the late 1980s. On its website, the city of San Francisco states, quote, "We will stand shoulder to shoulder with our immigrant communities and fight for the progress we've achieved in this city." Close quote. However, that commitment was called into question at today's Board of Supervisors meeting, following reports of ongoing ICE operations in downtown San Francisco.
Hello, my name is Leah McGeever. I live in D6. I am really confused about San Francisco's immigrant sanctuary status. I have been going over to ICE court on a weekly basis, and the confrontations are getting more and more violent every time people are like being rammed into by these ICE vehicles. Someone is going to get hurt. Can you please do your job? Can you define what the sanctuary status actually is and then enforce it?
For KPFA and Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.